Hello and welcome to the Smallwood Sessions. I'm your host, Josh Taylor. Welcome back to part three of our Gamehenge D&D campaign. That's right, we're playing a D&D campaign set in the world of Gamehenge, all revolving around the music of fish. Well, it's pretty fun. This, as I said, is our third edition of it. It's our second session we played. Last time we left our friends, there was a hubbub at the Delta, let's say, and they probably could have handled it a little better, but this is how they handled it, and well, now we got to deal with that. So I hope you guys are enjoying the Smallwood Sessions. My name again is Josh Taylor. If you guys are enjoying the Smallwood Sessions and you want to check us out, we are on Facebook, S-Wood Sessions, Instagram at S-Wood Sessions, and Twitter at S-Wood Sessions. So you can get a hold of us at any of those places. You can hear us wherever you're listening to your podcasts. And if you want to be on the podcast and come play D&D with us, we would love it. We play once a week. It switches every day, every week. And we're never sure when we're really going to play. So we can always, you know, accommodate your schedule if you want to come hang out with us here at the Smallwood Sessions and play this really fun, really crazy D&D campaign. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying it. And we pick up right where we left off in the Delta, in the aftermath of Fareel's actions. Enjoy, guys.
Sophie, you are crying on the ground. You are just standing there watching. Yeah, over a dead body.
Yep. I'm going to take a hit of Coke.
Okay. Yep, that's right. You were doing what in this situation?
I don't fucking
mark
remember.
Mark off the use of Coke.
You were watching. You were roughly the same thing that
like watching, doing. Watching with that, watching the whole thing.
Watching in horror as shit gets for real. And
oh yeah, I just persuaded the guy to walk away with all his friends.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, that's right. Yep,
they started to,
and they did. No, they did. Except for the two that didn't.
Yeah.
Because they're dead.
Because they cannot.
Because they're lazy.
Very lazy.
But tuck it out.
Very lazy. One of them has an arrow through each shoulder and one through his throat, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds about right.
I'm pretty sure the other one's skull just got bashed in.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Another one whose skull just got. And that was, man, that dude was a Clifford ball. They were not happy about that. He was great.
He's
a Clifford ball, bro. And he is now dead. The crowd is
Turban.
Oddly not, though. Like it's they're all as fucked up as you guys are.
So they're very surprised by this.
Yeah, I mean they're like holy shit. Like
they're not even really sure it's happening.
Yeah. Nobody's really sure this actually.
I'm not really sure it's happening.
Where did that bird man go?
Because, like, where are you going? Was there a bird here?
Nah, yeah. You see the bird kind of fly away as the rest of the crowd is like, what the fuck?
Feathers.
Yeah. There's feathers falling
from
the
sky. Does that guy just, like, show up and murder people?
And he's gone. Apparently,
put
that is what
the bodies,
bird man does.
Wait, was he dead past disguise self?
I've met him before, man.
I'm going to look.
I've met everybody.
Okay.
And this will last for an hour, so I'm going to use my tattoo to morph my face, and I now look like I don't have scars. I'm still the fucking pile up of crazy bodies, but there's no scars.
There's no scars.
Okay.
That's a really disguise to have.
Okay.
So. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know who I am.
The crowd is starting to turn.
Have you been moisturizing?
A little bit here. They're kind of losing their minds. As you guys see.
I have a routine every morning.
Eight men, human men, in black pants and black shirts that all say Makasupa Police Force on them.
Oh, God.
I didn't think there was eight on the whole cop.
Yeah.
I just pull out my dulcimer.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull out my vial and play
I just
with
start
you.
Playing.
Okay.
I'm gonna in my disguise walk over to the group.
Pull out the
what's going on, guys?
I cry soft tears into occasionally.
Oh,
okay. So you're still crying.
Yeah, but I have a special pillow that special I like to cry into.
Cry pillow.
His cry pillow has got one teardrop on it sewn into it.
That's a 21 on my performance on that.
Yep, you're good.
Mine is a 35?
Okay, fair enough. That's good. That's good.
30 million over there.
Wait, 8.
All right, so these 8 guys show up, and immediately the guy in front just starts vomiting at the scene. We got the new guy over here, and he's just as you hear, "Oh my God, what the hell? Holy Jesus! They just said it was a scuffle." And like, as all these guys are just like, "What the hell? What the?" And you see one of them actually into their shoulder say something into something on their shoulder.
There was a bird, man. And he's not here now, man.
Yeah, he flew off.
Oh, I say as I'm playing my dulcimer. I will probably throw up in response to watching.
I'll roll a constitution check to see if you're going to throw up or just try. These guys are just kind of, they're not trained for this shit. Like, they are very bad at their job. You know that the police force here is just a joke.
Yeah.
And like, three of them just walk away.
Constitution saving throw.
Saving throw.
13.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to just don't quite yak it up.
You're okay, Weasel Man. You're okay.
But there is...
Here, take a hit of this, man. I hand it to you. Hand my pipe to you as I'm playing the dulcimer.
You're going to hit the pipe?
Yes.
Okay. It helps. It helps your nausea. Yeah, you're kind of... It takes your mind off.
I'm going to throw up all over the pipe.
Right into the pipe.
Down the stem.
It helps your nausea.
So, two of these guys go off and just start questioning the crowd. And you guys overhear everybody like, "I don't know, man, there was like a bird and like this shit and then just one guy and blah, blah, blah," but it's nothing. I mean, you hear most people saying there was a bird and he flew away.
Just like guys, I know who I am.
You want to listen?
I want to listen for a mention of a weasel, but I realized I was not. I did not.
Wait, you just sat beside pride.
Roll a perception check for me. You hear a couple of people mentioning a crying weasel bitch. Those are the words you hear. I'm not sure what they were saying, but you hear the words crying, weasel, bitch, and weasel. I don't know what order, but you heard those.
Crying weasel bitch.
That's probably a different weasel they're talking about.
Absolutely, man.
There are a lot of them around here.
There is the one police officer is still just can't deal with the scene, the one that was throwing up. And the other two are just standing there. The one you saw say something into his shoulder.
I walk over.
You're playing, the
dulcimer. Walk over to the guy that's throwing up. I'm like, "Here, man, this will help, man."
Yeah, he hits it.
Dulcimer.
And he actually is kind of calmed down for a second. He's just sitting there on the ground, though, like, "Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
You'll be all right, man."
Yeah. Oh, it's like my third day. Like,
man, you want another one, man?
You're near there.
Can I offer my crying pillow?
Yes.
You've been crying into.
Yeah,
it's a little.
It's just like, it's a little soggy.
He
it's
takes it and he puts his face into it and then promptly pulls his face back, flips it over, and then puts his face back into
it's full of
weasel tears. This is the worst orientation ever.
Yeah, and he's not in a good way right now. I mean, he's okay. He's not puking anymore, but he's not great. The other two guys are just standing there talking amongst themselves. You see the other guys go deeper into the crowd. But you also see that these guys, like, they have no fucking idea what they're doing. Like, they've never had to deal with people with arrows sticking out of their neck. So
You're playing your dulcimer. People are enjoying that, but I mean, there's still a couple of dead bodies
sitting. Oh, yeah, no.
You're playing your vial with along with him. So you guys are just rocking out.
Jamming. Jamming these dead bodies.
At a murder scene.
looking innocent enough. Playing.
Pull out your I mean, if they playing. Gotta be here, they might as well enjoy some of it, man.
They will. Put arrows.
One of the officers comes up to you.
And, hello, sir.
Hello. Were you here?
Yes, for this? I was.
And what's your take on it? And they already have a notebook out, but they're like writing things.
Well, there were some jerks there, and some bird person shot them. And this deranged garbage man, as I point to my little robot, started killing him with them. I was going to dismantle him myself, but if you would like, you can take him.
Oh, he pulls the other guy aside and says, "Hey, something about a garbage man." And pulls the other guy over, and he's like, "What about a garbage man? This guy's a garbage man?
That little garbage man."
And he kicks it.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Justice served, man.
Yeah, he's close.
Yeah, he kicks it actually real good. He kicks it with a nat 20.
Oh, no! Yeah, let me pull up his stats.
So yeah. He does. He's gonna do 8 points of damage to it.
Okay, he's still.
Yeah, no, but it's a nat 20, so he like kicks it back a little bit.
As he kicks it, as he punts it across, I'm going to drop the enchantment on it, the artificerism on it, so that way it just falls into a pile of scrap.
He turns to the other guy. Yeah, it looks like garbage, man.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, man. Nice.
Turtle gets it.
Yeah, man.
Let's get out of here.
That was a
like
pun,
these guys are
man.
Not good at their job. And you hear the one guy say, "So do we need a garbage man to get rid of this body?" Like, I don't know.
He's a garbage man, man.
You're a garbage man?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you know how to get rid of
the man?
We've never had this problem before. Is this a garbage man thing, or?
Yeah, I'll clean that up when work starts. I'll send one of my guys on it.
I'll clean that up later.
You get, okay. Well, then I guess that's settled then.
Do you want to take some of this, man?
Oh, no, I'm on the job.
But are you, man?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right, man.
All right, garbage man's on it. Let's get out of here.
And I'm
you
on
see
it.
That the two that were questioning the crowd put their notebooks in their pocket and leave. The other two are still standing there, and the one is still sitting on the ground next to a pile of puke with your pillow.
Crying
into your pillow.
Are there any other garbage men around?
No, not that you can see in the immediate vicinity. Yeah, so the two cops are milling about. They appear to be waiting for something. You hear a noise from the dude's shoulder, but nothing you can really make out. Like the one he spoke into.
I thought you were talking about one of the guys with the arrow in it.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's where his mouth is. Yeah,
like, shot him right in his mouth. Shot him right in the mouth.
The worst.
Like my character, I might be high, man.
So as you guys are standing there watching these police officers not do anything, just standing there literally waiting.
Protect and serve, man. Those guys, man, they know, man.
They know a man?
Probably more than one, man.
You guys hear of a gunshot. And as you look towards Nectar's, you see a large 7-foot-tall hippopotamus-headed humanoid attired in a gaudy police uniform, like a think like Boss Hog. Like that's pretty much his sheriff's outfit right now.
Guys, we should not stand so close to this crime scene. The sheriff. We should not be right here.
I'm not saying.
Be come on. slowly.
He's got my. And you see he's holding up a musket that he has fired up into the air. And he just says, "What's going on here?
Are you a hippopotamus, man?"
"I'm a sheriff here."
"That's what I said, man."
"Then yes."
"Nice."
"What was Birdman's name again?" "Stuff."
"Anybody seen a bird?"
"For real? For real.
I'm looking for a bird here."
"I've seen a few birds, man."
"Yeah, I'm for real. I need a bird, and I want to see it right now. I want to see a bird, and I want to see a garbage man right now."
"You want to see a bird, man? All right. Can I make an animal handling check to see if I can, like, get a bird flying around?"
"Yes, you can do that. You're flipping him off?"
"I'm flipping him off. He wants to see a bird."
"Please don't put that finger down before I shoot it off."
"It's a 22.
No, it's a musket.
It's a 22 to, like...
"Oh, a 22.
To, like, get a bird to just, like, a crow. To just, like, calm down. Like, I got, like, a patch of, I don't know, gummy worms or something."
"All right.
At least trying to get this bird. I got you a bird, man."
"All right.
And I, like, hold on to it and, like, hand it over towards the sheriff."
While this is happening, I'm going to cast Expeditious Retreat on myself.
Okay.
Just in case. You never know.
All right. As you got the threat from the sheriff, he'll blow off your finger. He is holding out his hand to a bird from you.
Yeah.
You hand him a bird?
Yeah, I hand him the bird. All right. I'm like, "There's a bird, man." And then I go back to playing my dulcimer.
He throws the bird in the air and blasts it out of the sky with his musket.
Ooh, sharpshooter.
"You know what kind of bird I'm talking about. And a garbage man."
"I think they kicked the garbage man. It was a little guy that was standing over there."
"There were guys that kicked the garbage
man." "Well, that's just garbage man."
"Yeah, that's..."
"Right, but that was a garbage man, man. Now it's just garbage."
Garbage man! As I drop my tattoo that was just covering the scars, and now I am scarred.
Well, as you say that, he grabs the scruff of one of the other Makasupa policemen and pulls him back and holds him up to his face, like holding him one hand in his face, says, "You said there was a garbage man, and this is just garbage man." And he throws him like a good, like, 10 feet into the crowd. Like, not into the crowd, at the crowd.
"You're strong, man."
"Yes, Turtle. Go play somewhere else."
"All right, man. I'll leave and go play somewhere else."
"I just walk away
from what's happening." "I just walk away playing." "Like, all right, man." I go over towards, I don't know, whatever crowd is closest.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crowd. Yeah. Like, you're in the Delta right now, so you can go wherever.
15 feet away.
Like 15 feet away.
Like, it is like dawn, though. It's probably like 14:45 right now. Okay. Like, it's going to be sunlight. There's crowds, but it's not what it was earlier. If you go and start playing your dulcimer 30 feet away, like, you'll have a crowd around you.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, okay.
He tells me to go play somewhere else. I'm like, all right, man. Turn and walk away.
And he looks at you, the sheriff. "So you're a garbage man, huh?"
"Yep, I can clean up this mess if you'd like."
"That's what I need a garbage man for."
"Perfect.
Anybody seen a bird? Clean it up, garbage man."
"I'm going to slowly start scooping up the scrap."
The bird flew away.
"Call Sarnie." "You laughing, Weasel?"
As I'm walking away.
He's crying. He's not laughing.
As I'm walking away and he says, "Call Sarnet." I'm like, "Who's Sarnet, man?"
He just turns on you.
"That'd make a great show. Call Sarnet?
Call Sarnet.
No. Sir.
Better call Sarnet."
Crying.
You're still crying?
Yeah.
He comes over, not to you, but to the guy. He
comes close to me? Because I'm holding action from way back when, and I am going to run away. As soon as anyone started walking towards him, he said he was gone.
Yep.
I guess you would be, because he's walking over to the other officer that's next to you with your pillow.
But if you were in your pillow out of his hands before I go.
In your tripping, crying, area you are right now, as far as you're concerned, he is coming at you. Like, he's going to eat your face. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So.
So I'm going to settle down 50 more teeth and just, I don't know, hungry hippo.
The opposite direction of where you just went.
Okay, you headed off, like, the stage direction. Away, you're heading towards northerly direction.
Okay. I literally just turned around and walked away.
He's
going
to see what he's going to go, like, yep. Towards the car. So I'm trying to do whatever. So going on there.
He grabs this guard by the scruff just like he grabbed the other one and lifts him up. What are you doing? Get on your feet. Let's go. Let's go. And he's like pushing all the guards out. And he's like, and he's just super mean. And he is questioning people as he goes out. But as far as he's concerned, you're the garbage man cleaning up.
Yep.
The turtle got out of his fucking face.
I have all my
the weasel scraps. Was crying. And when he went to go pick up his guy, you just bolted. Two of his officers are missing. There's two dead bodies. The only lead he has is a bird man.
Which I gave him.
And then he shot a bird, which is pretty awesome display of sheriff power.
Sounds like case closed to me.
And you hear him grumbling. You hear a couple more musket shots to punctuate things he's saying, I suppose.
He didn't have to kill the bird.
And, he did. And, the night goes on, and actually, the dawn breaks, and it is, you know.
I need some sleep.
You hear birds chirping.
Did I already sleep? I already slept, right?
None of us.
No, like yesterday.
I slept.
Like,
none of us.
Well, you slept.
I slept.
You slept a little longer than they did. Like, they slept. They had a full rest.
No.
And you had like 13 hours of
it's the day of the show,
sleep.
Right?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you guys, it is now. You, it is 1 a.m. on day one of the Rhombus Festival.
Oh, my secretary's not here.
You folks are in the Delta. You just basically escaped a murder rap. Because the cops are completely inept. It really had nothing to do with your superior skills.
I doubt that. Trying to make us feel bad,
I'm
but
sorry.
I doubt that.
I was crying. And
yeah.
Are you telling me that my expert Dalton Bank didn't yeah. just get us off of
he
a murder?
He confessed to a crime he didn't commit. Yeah. I'm the garbage man. Right away.
Yeah, so you're cleaning up
you
the bodies.
The
you gave a cop weed. You played
I
your
did.
Vial,
yeah. right
and
down.
They didn't really bother you. You're Tsumami. How could you murder anyone? You're a celebrity. You're good. And yeah, as you look around you, you see the dawn. So it's the dawn's early lights. It is a very clear morning. It's looks really cool. There is a lot of steam coming off the ground, like when it's dawn and it's, you know, kind of cool outside or warm outside and cool on the ground, whatever it is that's causing steam to rise off the ground, and it's really cool looking dawn. You guys are pretty much, I'd say you're pretty tired. You guys have been going for 24 straight hours doing a lot of drugs, running around.
Your
secretary is not here.
After a little while, I'll just be like, all right, man.
No, you play it.
And I put my dulcimer away, and I go into my shell and just fall asleep.
Right,
right
in the Delta?
Right there in the Delta.
Okay, so yep. You're right next to, like, you're on, like, the left side of the stage, mm-hmm. just yep. out. Okay.
Just a large turtle shell
yep.
right there.
You guys notice that the crowds are really dispersing. The only people that are really still here are, like, really fucking smart. Like, and you're not going to get a coherent sentence out of anybody in the Delta right now. Like, if you guys try to talk to people, it would just be, yeah, man, you notice.
I'm not so close if anyone wants to go sleep. I'm going to start walking away.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're already asleep. I wasn't talking to you.
Are you going to your house?
From where you guys are right now is probably about equal distance to your place or your place. Actually, his would be a little closer, but the crowds are super thin. I mean, Fee,
you've been to
a fish festival at dawn the day before the show. It's like there's not a lot of people, but there's still stuff going on. I mean, you guys still hear a random drum circle, you know, you guys still hear music playing all over the place.
Should we just leave him?
Hey, him? He's a turtle. He's probably
gone. He's in his shell right now sleeping. Should we just leave his shell right there?
Every now and then you see a puff of smoke come out of it.
He's a fucking, he's heavy as shit. Yeah, let's say he weighs 420 pounds.
That's about how much a fucking turtle weighs.
420.
Yeah, like, turtles would be heavy as shit.
Way of the high mo.
you're optimized for being the high mo.
Optimized for the gotcha.
So you already took, you're heading to your place.
Yep. She can give me a ride on her private tram, so I'll jump in that.
Okay.
I'm walking to my house.
The tram goes to like the end of Front Street and to the concert grounds. And if you go there, then you can hop off and just walk up Third Ave to your place. Yep. It'll take you halfway to your place. And then once it gets there, it goes pink and turns back and heads back to your place. It's about a 15-20 minute ride on there, but there's like, it's very peaceful, really kind of, everything's dewy and the dew's all burning off and it looks awesome and it's all steamy and like really cool, like a really really nice dawn. And you guys are cruising and you get to your place, your little tent, go in, and it is glamorous, Harry Potter style tent that was tiny but is actually humongous. It's your super sweet suite.
Super sweet.
And there are three rooms. There's two bedrooms and a living area with, you know, kitchenette and shit like that. And there you go. You're at your place. You got to your place.
Yep.
You're in a hole in your shell.
Yep. I'm going to spend right an hour before I go to bed change one of my cantrips, and then I'm going to reassemble.
Just don't sleep in
my little garbage man.
Little garbage man.
I don't know if I can sleep.
Okay. You're in your shell.
4 hours.
You guys are trying to go to sleep. Roll a Constitution check for me.
Check or save?
Check.
Okay. A 15.
Yeah, you can't.
I've done a lot of drugs.
You can't fall right.
I did coke right before
you just did. You just did a bump.
Yeah!
You literally like just did a bump right before you got home. So you're kind of like.
See, that's why I take like a couple hours to like. I really fine tune.
Oh wait, you took an hour. You took an hour with your garbage man.
Yeah.
You're probably okay after that.
Well, if I'm not, I'm just gonna sit there and fine tune him as much as I can, and he's gonna look very similar.
Roll a Constitution save.
Up to the roll tattoo and everything.
25.
Okay. Your trip ended pretty well once you got to her place and laid down. You were like, oh, you got kind of one of those little, like, velvety, wavy ends of the trip, and you kind of fall asleep peaceful. You were good the whole time, so you got back.
I'm all cried out.
Yeah, you're all cried out.
I think the last time I did anything besides smoke pot was when we did the God cooking.
Well, you ate acid.
Yeah, we definitely had acid.
But you guys were doing well on it, dude. Fee's the only one that had a bad trip.
I also shit my tattoo. It looks like a little picture of the crying.
You tried to play it.
Like the bodies be crying in the corner.
Bust out my dulcimer and played Wonderwall.
Yeah, the only way I can.
Of course you fucking did.
Rolling in that one.
So. You hear commotion because you're in the middle of the delta in your is your shell soundproof?
No.
Sound dead? Okay, no. You hear you hear.
Can you just put up little hatches that close it out?
You hear just a lively marketplace in the morning because it's now probably about at 9:30 in the daytime, which is early. I mean, like, you know, in normal time, that's early. You're woken by the sounds of the marketplace. Like, this is the marketplace, and it's being like restocked for festival day. It's all right. So you wake up after your long rest, and
you find
yourself in the Delta, and there's all kinds of shit going on. A bunch of Frankensteins all in the same uniforms, setting up for the day. Very efficient. You guys are not awakened yet, so it's going to take you a little more time to wake up. And then when you do wake up, I'll get back to you guys in 1 second, because Garbage Man, you were going to wake up at the same time as them, and you were doing what?
Tasting my mashed breakfasts. Are they as good? Breakfasts. It's two fully mashed breakfasts that I shoved into my bag.
Yeah, they taste like your bag.
Okay, good to know. And then I, after taking a few bites, I dumped my bag in the garbage.
Okay. And you guys wake up. What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm going to smoke an entire joint.
Okay.
While I am sitting on the front porch, very peacefully, playing my fucking holiday. My yarding.
Okay, I was going to say, you wake up to the sounds of a whatchamacallit, a.k.a. a yarding, and you are, it's like a long guitar?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kinda like a guitar with a really, really, really long neck and has like 12 strings.
And like, I'm very impressed, obviously, but music, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to ask her, did I cry last night? Because I'm sorry. I did. I don't analyze it very well.
You might need to draw your pillow.
I'm starving. I didn't eat anything last night. It was going something.
You didn't eat any pancakes last night?
No, I can't eat when I'm triggered. I threw them away.
Drink orange juice, though.
Yeah. I like just come out of my shell. And sit down.
About time.
Coming out of the shower.
It's a bad time. Good for him.
And start smoking.
Okay.
And I just sit there next to the stage.
Okay.
Like, I'm just going
to
do whatever.
Did I keep the two plates of pancakes that we never gave to those dudes?
Probably.
You never said you didn't.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you mean the not Hansons?
The Nassau brothers?
Yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah. Yeah, Kaz. Yeah. And Kaisik. And
the third one.
No, Yayla. Yeah. You guys don't know the Nassau brothers? They're awesome.
I heard they were good.
This is actually a conversation you overhear right when you wake up. There's these two dudes sitting there eating pancakes.
They're cold.
Because you're in the Delta. They're sitting there right on the little bench next to the stage. And they're like, yeah, I guess they're called the Nassau Brothers. And they're playing with this turtle later, and it's really good. Like, it's the first thing you hear when you wake up is that everybody's pumped about this band that you may or may not remember you're in.
I'm so curious.
Sounds like a good band.
And people are about... You are sitting there and you hear the familiar words.
I am literally amazing.
You got to smoke.
I like
strums
that grows
up
and
tight.
Just
strum
catch. Okay. And just continue smoking on my pipe.
Okay. And he sits there and stares at you. You guys are on your front porch.
Mommy gave me some pancakes because she had them left over.
Okay. That's leftover pancakes. Roll a constitution check for me. A 12? They taste okay. They were probably better fresh.
I mean...
But they haven't been in someone's bag all night, all smushed up,
also,
so they taste better.
I'm...
Pre-chew, just so
morning
you know.
After
smushed
shoving
up
really, really hard.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they taste great. They're filling you up. They're stick to your ribs, pancakes. They're real delicious. You guys see a pretty steady flow of people. You actually, probably once every, 3 minutes, you see somebody just sprinting by. Garbage the man at your house. Everybody's actually pretty chill around you because you're in the garbage condo. Everybody around you.
Garbage street, baby.
Everybody around you has the same job as you, so you guys aren't busy.
You have
4 days until you have to work your ass off.
I'm gonna head towards the Delta though, just to see how messy it's already.
Okay. It's still pretty good because there is. You are Festival Garbage Man, but there's Garbage Man that clean up
the
time. So it's not that bad. Some of the grass you see has red stained still a little. But you know, it's cool. You see
cranberries over here.
You see a turtle over by the stage right where you left a shell when you went to bed.
Okay, I'll send it over that direction.
Okay.
And now that I see that his shell did not move. Let's be honest, how was that?
And you see four Wooks just staring at him.
I'm not going to.
And they're all, every single one of them is all doing this. Nodding that even.
I'm just going to try to make eye contact.
Okay. there's people coming into the Delta. You as well. Roll a perception. What's your standard passive perception? Really high, 18, right?
Yeah.
You see as well every couple of minutes just somebody goes sprinting by, like towards the concert field, towards the west, or towards the west. Yeah, as far as you can tell.
Which one of the west?
Check out in that direction. Is there a mass of people running in that direction, or just every now and then?
No, like people are moving, but like every once in a while, you see somebody like bolt an ass, like towards the gates of the concert.
A regular fairgoer?
Just a dude. Like most of them are regular human people running.
But they don't look like anyone that works there.
They're not employees at all. They are festival goers, obviously. You see, in the span of like 15 minutes, you see four druids butt naked go running past, but that's not, most of the druids are naked right now. You see two human guys just in regular, you know, shorts and a t-shirt booking it. You see two women booking it, and you see three satyrs just booking it, but they're all just.
Next time I get a sense that one's coming, I want to like try to get in front of them and stop them.
Okay. What are you guys doing? You see essentially the same thing they're seeing on a lesser scale, because it's people milling from the campsite out. You guys smell cooking food. You smell bacon. You smell like, you smell people cooking at their campsites. You know what I mean? You're in a
we're
really
people run by as well.
Yeah, every couple of minutes you just see somebody sprinting by, like booking it.
So I'm gonna use the approach that I use pretty frequently. Just yell.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going?
To somebody, the next person I see run by.
Okay.
I haven't learned that that doesn't work yet.
roll a perception or investigation, your choice, whichever one's gonna work out better for you. To see if you hear what they say as they're running. Yeah, like, or if it's just. this is a female satyr.
Shit.
No, you're good. Last you saw Clarissa and Samantha, they were still in the Delta, and no one has checked for them yet.
Both alive, though, right?
Well, yeah. Oh yeah.
Both alive and unraped.
As far as you know.
16.
So 16. You hear post line. What's
that? What was that?
That's what you heard. You didn't hear it.
Poster line.
And then normal crowd.
You know, post her line.
Oh. Like mail a letter to someone?
Yeah.
Post her line?
Oof.
Remember, I got dumber.
There are five Wooks in front of you, and they all just start screaming, "Fuck this turtle! Fuck this turtle!"
Do I hear that as I'm
Yeah, oh yeah. Like if you're in the Delta, you hear five Wooks just screaming, "Fuck this turtle."
I join in with them.
Fuck
this turtle.
I'm gonna pick up a stone.
I'm sorry. The closed captioning for that was audible confusion. Like legitimately all the Wooks are just like, fuck this. Fuck this turtle. And they all just bail. They bail on watching. They're like, fuck this turtle. Man, what the fuck?
I'm going to grab a stone, walk over and like throw it and be like, someone's dropped it back.
I'm going to
kind of like as they leave, take a like look around and see Garbage Man. Oh, Garbage Man, what's going on, man?
As I'm
going
to slowly back to him, walk towards him, because I'm looking for people running. So I'm just like slowly walking back okay. towards him.
Is this a new thing, man? Is yes. this backwards day, man? Yes. Nice, man.
Do you know these people running?
So.
Yeah, man, of course, man.
Where are they going?
That way, man.
You see a female satyr off in the distance.
Okay.
Bolting.
I'm going to start running.
Okay.
And not get in front of them, just run alongside them.
Do you have athletics? By chance? Can you roll an athletics check for me?
Yeah. 16.
Okay. Yeah, you can you're able to keep up. And she's booking it. So you're next to her.
So I'm just gonna
booking it.
Hey. Wait.
She's just running. Poster line, you gotta get to the poster line.
For what?
And she just bolts, rolling the athletics check again.
I don't need to breathe, I can do this all day. 19.
Yeah, and you keep up with her, and she's, posters.
Oh, and I just stop. Start headed back towards Tommy. Tom.
Yeah, and she just keeps running.
Is it a jogging morning, man?
I'm gonna go over. Oh, my lungs.
I just take another hit off of my bite.
I take out my...
You want?
Yep. All right, I'm good. Caught my breath. They're going to get posters?
Oh, cool, man.
Did you want one?
Sure, man.
I'm gonna hop off the porch and start
Dude,
walking
no.
towards
Dude,
like,
oh.
the concert.
I'm already out of breath. I can't remember.
Okay.
Right.
And
like,
I'm gonna be
I'll
in
get you
disguise.
One later.
All right.
And handing out tsunami flyers to everybody I see.
What's your disguise?
Over the years of being
guys.
A garbage man, how many posters
got,
have been
you got
discarded or just found in the garbage?
It's very
yeah.
popular. Not disguise.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna grab you one from like the garbage and be like, here you go.
That's cool, man.
No, they're
so
they would not be. Are you guys in the Delta still?
Yeah. I haven't left.
All right, you haven't moved. That's
literally,
right.
I'm still just sitting next to the stage.
So the look's dispersed.
Yeah.
You guys are there smoking and
yeah,
talking. You got a joint. You got your pipe.
Yeah.
You're walking incognito, and what was your disguise?
What was my disguise?
Yeah, I don't need to eat. Man.
I'm just dressed as like
you know?
A human.
Nah, man.
You ever just taste stuff though?
Human
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, sometimes, man.
Okay.
I don't have to eat.
That's cool, man.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
what's your favorite flavor?
So your pants on.
Orange, man.
So people don't see your satyr bottoms.
Or yeah. I've
just orange.
Just orange.
Orange.
Okay. I've got a wig on.
Okay.
I've got a blonde wig on.
Blonde wig on. Okay.
And you know, my natural hair is red. So.
Okay. All right, so you're moving through the crowd.
Yeah, I'm following her. I'm gonna help her.
Are you gonna show
flyers?
Okay.
There is a show today, man.
Two other people just
you're
go cruising by you as you guys are walking.
Where are we going, man?
I had no plans. I thought you had a show today. I was gonna come watch you and maybe get up on stage.
I have a show today, man.
Aren't you the Three Dudes and a Turtle?
B heard,
was trying so
yeah.
hard to find three guys for your band last night.
I heard they're really good.
That's what I heard. So you're not in the band? I gotta talk to B. He thinks you're in the band. Like,
I saw three dudes just a minute ago, man. They were
was it those three? As I just pointed three random dudes.
It was those three. That's crazy, man. You think they're in the band?
Three Dudes and a Turtle? See,
yeah, man, those guys are awesome!
I don't think they're... Unless they're just being narcissistic. Are you Three Dudes and a Turtle?
I wish, man. That dude's cool. I'm pretty sure it's just the Nassau Brothers. I like Kaz.
They could be putting on a facade. Are you sure you're not Three Dudes and a Turtle?
The one guy you can see is having a real, like, question of
Is he? Who? Three dudes in a turtle? Yeah.
He's like, he's kind of like, fuck, man. Am I? But then his friends reassure him he is not. And they are not. They're just three dudes.
That's not bad.
You're one dude in a turtle!
Cool, man. Yeah, I'm a turtle, man.
Yeah! Are you the turtle from that band?
Yes, we're one dude and a turtle.
Well, I mean,
I'm
like,
a dude.
Like, you're a dude and he's a turtle.
I am a turtle.
Watch
man.
This. Play something quick. Pull up, if you would. Yeah,
I kind of... pull out the dulcimer and start playing.
The one guy who didn't know if he was three dudes. I'll roll a performance check.
With my plus zero. Oh, nat 20, baby!
Okay, yeah.
Do I need to roll?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
One time I needed this.
They thought you were amazing, especially the guy who thought he could possibly be three dudes and a turtle.
I literally just like strummed once.
Oh, just,
yeah. I was like, oh yeah, man, that's cool.
Yeah, but those three dudes are going nuts about it. But everybody else is kind of trying to get mostly pancakes,
yeah.
Mostly coffees. There is a line at the beer place already.
After our 3-hour long performance, out now.
Yeah, they lose interest after about
2 minutes. Yeah,
35
not
seconds.
Even. They thought it was cool. Yeah. Like, oh, he's hitting him. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he related to Yoko Ono?
And they disappear.
Bye,
well, they
three
don't,
dudes.
They don't disappear. I mean, they fade into the crowd.
Bye,
the crowd.
Three dudes. We'll see you at the show, man.
The one guy's like, am I? Wait. No, you guys are two dudes, so together we're three dudes. Like, this guy's just up from last night. He has no idea what's going on.
Break a leg!
So where are we going, man? What are you doing today?
I'm just waiting for
the wandering.
To be done.
No, I know you're walking towards the Delta. Yeah. I'm assuming you're towards the concert ground.
I'm just
and,
I'm in the moment, man. I'm just here, man.
It's a normal crowd all heading that way. Every once in a while, somebody just goes whipping by you. Nothing. Nothing really
everywhere,
exciting happens other than.
You do.
Yeah, man.
I think he was from up north.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We don't have.
Wait, am I supposed to be signing posters? Where's my secretary?
I don't know. I just want to live, man.
Did you find your
that's fair.
Band
yeah,
that you're managing?
What's that now?
Yeah, that's how we found out last night. You were managing a band.
I do not recall that.
Three dudes and a turtle.
That sounds familiar. They sounded good, if I remember.
You're their manager now, dude.
Oh. Wow, I should eat acid more often. Do you have any acid?
I don't. Yeah. You know that garbage the man probably got?
Oh, yeah, let's find him.
Wait, do you want to hold on? Let me look at my bag.
I know.
It went so well yesterday.
All right. Are we going to close to the Delta?
You guys are about three quarters. Sunshine, you guys are on Front Street quarter. Now. And,
I got these five white capsule pills. I have no idea what they are.
I'll eat all five of them. Oh,
I'll give you one.
Oh, you put out your hand. You fucking popped.
You know what?
She
scratched my hat earlier. I'm going to see if I can snatch the bite.
Yeah, okay. Roll a competing dexterity check.
Dex saving throw.
Dex saving?
Yep.
19 plus dexterity saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
29.
24. Alright. Yeah. Yoink. Yoink, 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 yoink.
And I'm tsunami, so I'm just kind of like, shrug.
Okay, so you have five unknown white pills. Are you going to
throw them all back?
Like tic tacs, just point, 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 point.
Almost.
Okay. Well, the good news. It was only one calorie.
Gotta watch that weaselly figure.
Yeah.
Roll a Constitution saving throw for me. Constitution saving throw with disadvantage.
Yep. With disadvantage, because you have no idea what this is.
17 or 17.
Oh, nice.
Plus 7.
24. Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Five different pills.
Yeah. So, your headache you had from last night is gone.
Nice.
You.
Someone's just pushing aspirin.
Hold on.
Your blood's a little better.
Yeah. No. Your headache is gone, and on any joint pain.
And I'm probably not gonna get pregnant, right?
Feel pretty good.
Your kidneys are pissed.
You have you feel like you could take on the world, though. Nice. Like you, like you, you kind of feel like you have advantage on any throw for a couple hours. You feel pretty great. But at the same time, you kind of want to fuck everything. Like, real bad.
Do I have a little weasel boner?
You kind of...
Just poking through the fur.
So good.
Let's just say, if this lasts more than 4 hours, you might consult a cleric. Or, in the words of Quagmire, consult more ladies.
Just shredding vest all day.
Shredding
Yeah, you have advantage. You feel great. Like your headache is gone.
In the middle of class.
And he's got a little extra puff in your stuff that actually went pretty well for you.
Nice.
Why are you walking? Oh, my leg hurts. I got a cramp.
Other than the fact that your wheeze is a little wheeze, you got a little weasel.
You got a little weasel.
You're actually feeling pretty. You're like ready to do this. You're like, go time.
So ready. Yeah.
Yep.
You're ready to fuck.
And you guys.
But that's one action.
You guys get there. You guys get roughly to the Delta. You see another couple people go running by down the way.
You guys are headed towards the Delta, man?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And as you get there, roll perception or investigation, whichever one's better for you guys.
They're really still just sitting.
Yep, I'd say we're sitting next to each other, and we're about to...
25.
11. You immediately see right where you left the shell.
What do you want to do?
The turtle and garbage the man.
You could, like...
sitting there, talking. You can't hear him because you're across the Delta. You see a bunch of people in the Delta.
Hey, they're over there.
Oh.
I'm going to go show garbage man my dick.
You know how long I've been waiting for this feed?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, he's,
yep. So what do you want to do today?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to show up. We're both sitting there.
Sitting on the ground like... eye level with your
I don't want to get poked in the eyeballs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, man. When did you get a tiny bow staff, man?
I took these pills, and I feel fucking great.
You look fucking great, man.
Yeah. You look like you're feeling it.
I am feeling it.
You're not crying anymore, man, so that's good.
Okay. Man. You're standing up, getting your junk out of his junk out of your face. That's a good move. You're still sitting there?
Okay. Staring at his junk.
I don't even pay attention.
It's just there.
It's just a little red rocket. Who cares? A little red rocket.
Look around for any of
those. Oh, who's the blonde one, man?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. I'm disguised.
That's right.
Who's that, man?
I'm Tsunami's biggest fan.
Oh, what's up, Samantha? How are you, man? How you doing, Samantha, man?
Great.
You look taller, man, and your legs are less furry, man.
And your face is different.
That's cool, man. Oh, shit, man.
Beautiful.
And Tsumami is standing in front of you.
Tsumami, did you just see Samantha Man?
I just was Samantha Man.
You're blowing my mind, man.
Good.
That's crazy, man.
Speaking of blowing,
I take out some coke.
Yeah? Where are the hookers?
Sally's. Sally's brothel, but it's only open from dusk till dawn.
Yeah.
And it is
neither of those
things. Neither of those things. It's probably it's like 11.
I'm just
where are we going? What are we doing now?
I'm sitting right here, man.
Okay. Do you have a show today? What time's your show?
Sometime soon.
Are you in a band, man?
13:30?
We were looking for your band earlier.
You're in a band, Weasel Man?
No.
Ah, oh, cool, man.
He runs the Three Dudes and a Turtle.
Oh, I heard they're really good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm just walking away from them to just look at the garbage setup. How's it looking? Is it dirty yet? How's it looking?
No, it's still good. It's early. It's early.
I'm
they
gonna
cleaned up.
I'm going to pick up little bits of litter.
Okay. Roll a d20.
18.
Okay. You find some litter. Yep. Like, nothing special.
And I have, well, I find the litter, I grab it all, and then I throw it up and let my little guy burn it and swing for it.
Okay.
Everybody seemed to be going to that poster line. Should we go there?
Two people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's that, man?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Is that like a line of posters, man?
Probably. Come find out.
All right. Cool, man.
I mean, as you guys are all standing in the Delta, you just see a small, like a gnome, come running out of the CK woods, and he's just like, holy shit, holy shit, I thought this was gonna be cool, it is fucking not. And you see three large beach balls come bouncing out of the woods behind him, like person sized beach balls come bouncing out of the woods
over
behind
there,
him.
Man,
no. Are there people inside the beach balls?
Nope, but they are like moving, not just like bouncing around. It seems that they're
a pack.
It seems that they're moving of their own accord.
Who's the gnome, man? Do you know that gnome, man?
What?
I feel like I know that gnome. Hey, gnome! What's up, man?
Nah, we gotta get the fuck out of here, man. These things are out of control. And
what
as things? Those fucking things, as he points back to the three giant rainbow colored beach balls that are,
those are balls,
now bouncing,
man,
towards you guys, and stop about 20 feet away from you guys, right past the stage, and they spring forth into a clockwork automaton. Expands to reveal gaps where the colors come together on the beach ball. They all open up, and out of all of those cracks come legs, and it is scuttling about in the Delta right now.
Oh, man. Is this part of the show, man? No, man. Are they with you, man?
And as you are saying this, you see blades come out the top. Blade arms come out the top and actually come extremely close to just slicing through numerous people.
Are we?
You guys are still about 15 feet away, but there's probably 20 people in the area, like 30 feet. If there's a 30 feet circle around you in these things, there's probably another 20 people in that area.
Wow, those things are big.
So where's this poster line at, man?
I think we should worry about this thing that's trying to cut off my raging boner.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. You don't want to lose that. I lost mine once, man.
Oh, I might eat it later. Probably not. But...
yeah, man.
As this thing launches a spear out of it that just goes flying over the crowd and sticks into the ground. Probably another 15 feet behind you guys.
Oh, okay.
Huh. As you see the other arm, like, just, like, swinging wildly.
I was going to say, was it close to me?
No, okay. No, it was a wild mess.
Okay.
I don't die yet.
As one of these arms actually makes contact with someone, a male human, and he gets pretty good.
Oh man, they got Frank, man.
I'm gonna cast heat metal on the balloon.
Yeah, he gets it pretty good. He's still standing, but he's got like a huge gash on his arm.
Get out of there, Frank! Come on, man.
You say he's got a huge gash.
He's got a huge gash. And
just about weasel size.
Oh man.
He's giving me ideas.
Maybe we can team up, beach ball guy.
And anyone who wants to engage, now would be the time to roll.
Yeah, I cast you.
Well, thanks for joining us this week on the Smallwood Sessions. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Sorry about the cliffhanger there. That's all right. We'll figure out what happens next week. I want to thank Dave. I want to thank Layla. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Matt for all playing with me this week. It's going to have the same crew here next week as we finish what happened here in Sigma Oasis. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys go and check us out. S-Wood Sessions on Facebook, S-Wood Sessions on Instagram, S-Wood Sessions on Twitter. Those are all the places to get a hold of us. If you guys like what you're hearing here on the Smallwood Sessions, we have like an entire year of random crap that we recorded a couple years back. You guys can check that out right here, wherever you're listening to your podcast. Just scroll down there. You'll see some old podcasts that we did. We had some really cool guests back in the day. Adil Rafai from Hello from the Magic Tavern has been on here and come hung out with us. We have a whole episode dedicated to the Wizard of Oz with a bunch of crazy guests that we had right around the Oz Extravaganza time. Now, if you guys are enjoying this, again, check us out on all those platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, S-Wood Sessions, all that stuff. We hope to see you guys next week so we can see what happens with these guys. Have fun, guys, and we'll see you next week.